This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An arrest in the deadly mass shooting at Alabama's Tuskegee University. One person's dead who was not a student and 16 others injured. Police say a man with a weapon's been arrested, charged with having a machine gun. A New York State Parks employee was killed while assisting crews at a fire burning across the New York State Northern New Jersey line. Bill Donnelly, chief of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service.
First and foremost is our folks are tired. It's been nonstop. Our folks have been going like crazy since, beginning of October.
Smoke leading to health advisories in the New York, New Jersey area. The same drought leads to wildfires being battled also in western Pennsylvania. Cooler, calmer weather has helped fire crews gain more control over a Southern California wildfire in Ventura County that has destroyed 134 homes and other structures. Fired the Prime Minister of Haiti by Haiti's Governing Council 5 months after he was appointed. They've named a replacement. This is ABC News. It's Veterans Day in Britain. Ours is tomorrow. Their version is Remembrance Day. King Charles led the nation in a two-minute silence in remembrance of fallen soldiers and sailors in central London. Kate, Princess of Wales, looked on. It's a sign that the royal family is slowly returning to normal after two of the most popular royals were sidelined by cancer. What could affect stock prices this week? Another cost of living report. The U.S. is the world leader in oil production, a leader in natural gas, in showbiz, and more, and now in pistachios. California farmers are devoting more land to a crop seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in weather. The pistachio crop generated nearly $3 billion last year in California. The past decade, the U.S. has surpassed Iran to become the world's top exporter of the nut. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 1490 WLCX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. We have another great show for you tonight. My name is Rocker here with Jimmy K. We're going to start off with a double dip from the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. They're playing at the 7th annual celebration of Tom Petty at the Majestic Theater on King Street coming up Friday, November 29th at 8 p.m. You can get more info at thriftdwellers.com right now. Snow Ghosts and Alpenglow. This is the Driveway Thrift Dwellers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let me tell you, I can still see her there, looking out the window of an Amtrak station in an Empire Builder heading west. I headed straight to the viewing car, and I had to think twice when our knees met under the table. Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
King of Milwaukee, that is Driveway Thrift Dwellers. And remember, you can catch them at the 7th annual celebration of Tom Petty. They're hosting that. I think that's a perfect band to play Tom Petty. It sounds like it's going to be a great tribute. That's at the Majestic Theater on King Street, Friday, November 29th, 8 p.m. And also, you know, Jimmy, I was over at the Orpheum last week. Last Sunday, I went to see King Crimson. Or it was Beat, okay, right? So Beat is Tony Levin and Adrian Blue from King Crimson. Of course, Adrian Blue from Lake Geneva. And it also featured guitar virtuoso Steve Vai. Mm. And then Danny Carey, the drummer from Tool.
Nice. I bet that was a fun show.
So my buddy from Chicago calls me up, Philly. Old friend. He says, dude, I got tickets. I got first row tickets to go see Beat. You got to go, right? So we go. And sure enough, first row tickets. The place was totally packed. And I was sitting right in front row. It was probably, I think, the only time I've ever been in the front row quite like that. Totally amazing.
I've seen Steve Vai perform on the stage 3 times.
Really?
Never a disappointment.
With who? Whitesnake?
I saw him with the Eat 'Em and Smile with Dave Lee Roth.
Oh, wow. That would be Coliseum. A fun tour.
And then he was with Joe Satriani and Jeff Beck at the Barry Bore of the Orpheum a couple years ago.
Wow, I missed that one. I didn't even hear about that.
And the third one, I think, was just a solo show here in Madison.
Wow.
All solid shows. He's a great guitarist, dude.
It was totally amazing. Well, and then Danny Carey threw out a drumstick, so we ended up getting a drumstick. Came home with a souvenir. A lot of fun.
Nice.
Hey, Jimmy, we got a great show coming up here tonight. Kelsey Miles, Warrior Songs. It's a project based in Wisconsin, and Kelsey took several women's veteran stories and created a really powerful song with it. She'll be talking with Terry Barr coming up in just a little while. Kyle Wrightley, he has a new band, Lonely Proof, with Lo Marie, Max Morkery, and more. We'll hear all about that new band. Frank Loffenberg, Old Oaks, Work. We're going to do a double dip on an interview, Jimmy. It's going to be Old Oaks and Work all in the same interview.
Multitasking.
And live in the lair, Dogtown Hollow. They're all set up, ready to go. Indy 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts, and... you know, we have some upcoming layers, the 16th next week, Bing Bong, and the 23rd of November, Paige Kleber. We also have a ton of new music coming up. We'll tell you about that all night. But right now, let's do a little preview. I picked a song that they won't be playing tonight in the lair, but just so you can kind of get a preview of what we're doing. This is Dogtown Hollow. This song is called Last Best Ride. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Full tank on reserve, and keep your chrome
All right, Spine Stealers. That was, let's see, West Texas Sun. You know, the Spine Stealers, they're playing November 13th at the Mason Lounge in Madison on Park Street with Silver Rain and Long Mama. That's a really cool place. I had lunch over at the Mason Lounge. Really, you know, quaint little place, kind of quiet. They have, you know, a small stage, but really good jazz and different bands that are happening there. If you get a chance, you should head over there.
Where is it at?
It's over on Park Street.
Park Street here in Madison?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, what would that be? The north part of Park Street.
Okay.
And, you know, lots of craft beers, craft cocktails. It's that kind of place. So, Jimmy, you were telling me there was a pretty cool Alpenglow this morning.
The song, the first song we played from the Driveway Thrift Dwellers, Ghost of Alpenglow. First of all, the song is about riding the Empire Builder on Amtrak out toward Glacier National Park. I don't know if you picked up on that or not.
Yeah.
But I was like, what is an Alpenglow?
Yeah, right.
So I had to look it up, and apparently it's the glow you see either at dusk or dawn of the sun reflecting on the clouds, but it's not up over the horizon yet.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, learn something new every day, right? But did you see the Alpenglow this morning at 6 o'clock here in Madison?
I did not, Jimmy.
I did. It was fantastic.
Wow. I you know, when I first saw it, I thought, you know, is that a typo? Is it Alpine Glow?
That's what I thought. But no.
Alpenglow.
Never heard that term before.
You learn something new every day. All right, well, we'll move on. We have Terry Barr. She's going to be talking to Kelsey Miles coming up in just a few minutes. She really created this wonderful song that she's going to play and interview with Terry. And right now, we have some Bradley Fish. I pulled this one out of Rocker's closet. I was going through old CDs and ripping some stuff. And I don't know if you remember, Jimmy, the Man City Music Show back in the late 90s with Sue Peterson on WIBA would record bands with John Mocknick from Sleepless Nights. And they would have him play live in the studio, just like Live in the Lair, really, right? And they put out an album called Mad City Music, and on that album they had different cuts from people, and I found one of Bradley Fish, Blinded by the Media from the Aquarium Conspiracy, and this was an all-star band that he had. It featured Siggy Balderson on drums, who, if you remember, he's with the Ice Cubes with Bjork, and Ja Boogie, he was on bass from Natty Nation, Anna Purcell from the Reptile Palace Orchestra, couple other musicians. He had a lot of guests on there. Really cool, great band. We're gonna check out more of that tonight. We got some Natty Nation we'll play from this CD, but right now let's listen to Bradley Fish. This is Blinded by the Media from his Aquarium Conspiracy album on the Mad City Music Show. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been feeling quite a strong vibration that in this very here location of genocide, incarceration, getting worse than our imagination. There's too much of a concentration of people with no destination. Though I have no information, it's my basic inclination to believe the jails are about to bust loose. Corruption poisoning the land. Truth is nearly shredded, buried in the sand. Mixes with the oil, filthy and obscene. Come out looking pretty on your telescreen. Big Brother wants you. He gonna get you, yeah. Their views. TV news man smiles.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sud Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
You know, Jimmy, I just heard the Doughboys ad, and you know, I thought I'd mention, you know, I went and ordered from there last night, and I got the chicken sandwich, Jimmy. The chicken sandwich is double huge. I want to say that was easily three meals. That sandwich was so huge.
I've not had their sandwiches yet. I've only had their pizza, and I'm a huge fan.
It's on a Stalzi's, this Stalzi's big piece of bread. Put it this way. The sandwich was so big, they had to use a pizza box and tape the pizza box closed. It was so huge.
Nice.
I want to tell you, that chicken was breaded. It was good. I just had to say that. You know, we often talk about the way music has a healing power, and with Veterans Day on Monday, we wanted to look into the growing numbers of art programs centered around helping military members and some veterans learn to play guitar while others are writing about their experiences. And one of these programs in Wisconsin, it's called Warrior Songs. And Terry Barr talks with our friend Kelsey Miles to learn more about it, and we get a chance to hear the song written for it. Here's Kelsey joining Terry in the studio for Warrior Songs.
It's a really cool project. It's by a nonprofit organization, and it's really using music to facilitate the healing of veterans, and in particular for female veterans after their service.
Why do you think tying music into veterans and their lives moving forward, how does that make a difference for them?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, and I can't speak from experience, but just from the testimonials that I was given to help with the songwriting process and the people I've talked to, you know, music is just a way to really kind of organize things that have happened in your head and to project them in a way that helps you come to terms with things or to make you feel connected to maybe others who have felt that way. So I think music in general makes us feel that way. But in particular for this case, it sounds like it was really helpful for a lot of veterans to have this. I mean, the main reason I got into music was because I was going through a hard time, and music kind of found me, I don't know, a moat, whatever you want to, and feel like maybe someone else feels the same.
Do you feel that this CD can touch just about any person if they're going through a tough time?
I think so. I think that there's a lot of things that are relevant to a lot of different people. I mean, this was based off of female veteran testimonials, yeah. So it really is geared more towards that. But I think it reaches even more than just female veterans, veterans in general. And I think a lot of people would appreciate to hear some of these songs. Yeah. All right, this song is called Sacrifice Ignored. I got testimonials from 5 different female veterans.
Oh, wow.
And the theme on all of their testimonials was that they felt like after their service, some people disrespected what they had done and maybe didn't give them the accolades that they deserved. So it's called Sacrifice Ignored. One Sunday afternoon, I was heading out of the grocery store. I bought some food for the family I love and adore. Smiling away, cause I was catching up on those memories I missed while I was at war. When a middle-aged man walked my way, and I pointed at the sticker on the back of my car. And he looked me in the eyes and said, ma'am, I want to thank your husband for his service and his time. Oh, not again. He ain't seen a soldier like me. Oh, was my sacrifice. Began to fade, and I tried to explain that no, it wasn't my husband. And the man's grin grew larger as he guessed it was my brother, or my uncle, or my father. Well, patience came over me, and I told him it was me, and I was proud to say I served my country. Oh, and the grin began to fade, and he looked the other way, confused by the truth of my story. Well, he ain't seen a soldier like me. Maybe he didn't want to believe. Oh, was my sacrifice. Yeah, was my sacrifice. No, hey, was my inside my head, I thought, oh no, not again. But the man gave me one more surprise. He apologized and said, thank you for your time. And then he turned and he walked away. And the groceries that I held grew heavy, and I felt like my sacrifice was ignored. And I wonder how many more are fighting this new war in the country they made sacrifices for. I guess he ain't seen a soldier like me. Why is it so hard for people to see?
Okay, so I got to ask you the songwriting process then.
Yeah.
You get these testimonials, and 5 of them, you write one song from these 5 testimonials. How in the world Yeah. Did you pull that together with that? I mean, that song is incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. So I read five of them, and I saw this common theme, right, in what was going on. And a lot of it was taken from one of them mainly about this story as she went to the, you know, the grocery store. And I embellished, you know, try to make this story, you know, as, you know, just flow a little better. But, you know, she just said she went to the grocery store and she had a sticker on the back of her car, and a middle-aged man came out and said, "Hey, you know, I just want to thank your husband," you know. And she just said, and she wrote, and then in line she said, "I felt like my sacrifice was ignored." And I was like, that's the song. And so then I just, you know, try to write from their perspective. So in part of the song where I'm writing about their perspective, it was based off of all the other testimonials. So kind of the idea of the story, you know, came from her testimonial of it actually happening to her. And then the perspective of talking about it in the song, of talking about how they felt, came kind of from just what the women were writing about, how they felt when things like that have happened to them, you know. And just people just assume that it's, you know, there's nothing at fault with these people that assume that. It's just a way to, this song maybe will help them realize that, you know, they should ask. Maybe it is them that was the veteran, you know.
And women and men are out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Have they heard the songs?
Yeah, so they sent them out to the people that got testimonials, and I actually wasn't part of the, like, didn't get much feedback, but they liked it, and they put it on the first track for the album, so I don't know.
So it kicks off the album?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was really honored, though, to be able to write this, and I hope that I did it justice, you know, because that topic is, I've never experienced that because I'm not a veteran, but I hope I, you know, relayed that message and was able to be their voice in music the best I could. I was just so honored to be asked to do. How cool, right? Like, you know, to take someone's story and then to turn it into something. So I was really honored to do that.
All right, you can find more music written with her and for the veterans at warriorsongs.org. Right now, let's keep going with Kelsey Miles. This is I Go Back, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Don't.
guy, Kelsey Miles. Hey, thanks, Terry and Kelsey, for that great interview. Coming up, a double dip with Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. Brand new stuff from him right now. Let's get to the Jeremiah Jams Band. They'll be jamming November 15th at the Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh. This is Dancing in Your Soul. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need,
I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out. Come get some, a soft glow.
Soft Glow, that is Iftikhar. They are from up in the Fox Valley. November 30th, they'll be playing with Hot Like Mars, and that'll be at the Appleton Beer Factory. You know, that's in Appleton.
I wonder if there's Alpenglows on Mars. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, there would have to be, wouldn't there? December 21st, you can catch Iftikhar with Peter Plum. That's at the Tracks in Green Bay. Hey, coming up, live in the Lair, Dogtown Hollow. That's going to be at 9 p.m. And this coming hour, Kyle Wrightly, Lonely Proof. We're going to hear all about his brand new band. Kyle, of course, Driveway Fit Thrift Dwellers. He's with Big Payback. And then coming up in just a few minutes, Little Red Wolf. Right now, Jimmy, we have some music from this guy. His name is Harold Fro Davis. He came in from New York City, moved here to Madison, lives over on the east side, and I saw him online, got curious, checked him out. Amazing guitar player, right? He works down at the Dakota.
He was live in the Lair about a year or two ago, wasn't he?
No, not Harold. I'm still trying to get him on.
Okay.
But right now, let's listen to a little bit of this. He's a really good artist. Friday, December 13th at the Red Rooster in Madison. Opening up for Up From the Skies, a Hendrix tribute featuring Joey B. Banks on drums. Right now, this is Harold Fro Davis and Go Easy. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your beautiful soul.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are
the Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.